Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 4, 2008. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at the second weekend of league play in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. After 2 weeks of conference play, the race for the 2008 PAC title is already beginning to take shape. Defending champion Washington and Jefferson remained unbeaten with a 49-21 home win over Grove City. The Presidents are tied at the top of the league standings with Thomas More, as the Saints opened their new Bank of Kentucky Field with a 31-10 decision over Westminster. In other action, Waynesburg posted 9 sacks en route to a 21-12 win at St. Vincent, while Geneva earned its first win of the season by topping Teal 31-17. Bethany had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to Thomas More junior quarterback Trevor Stellman, who completed 17 of 23 passes for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, while also rushing for 30 yards and a score versus Westminster. Defensive honors went to Waynesburg senior defensive end DJ DeWitt, who recorded 9 tackles, including 2.5 sacks at St. Vincent. Thomas More freshman return specialist Kendall Owens garnered special teams laurels after averaging 11.3 yards on 4 punt returns and 46 yards on a pair of kick returns. 4 conference games are on tap this weekend. Washington and Jefferson will look to improve its number 11 national ranking as the 4-0 Presidents travel to Beaver Falls to face 1-2 Geneva for a 7 p.m. kickoff. The two teams battled to the final whistle a year ago in Washington, with W&J outlasting the Golden Tornadoes 28-20. Geneva will officially dedicate Reeves Field, which has undergone extensive renovations over the past 2 years, before a homecoming crowd on Saturday. With the combination of a nationally ranked opponent, a stadium dedication, and a homecoming crowd, veteran GT head coach Gino DeMarco knows emotions will be running high for his team on Saturday night.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of emotion, a lot of excitement, a lot of different things going on. Actually, Van Zanuck, our sports information director, I put together a pregame music for us, and we actually practiced Thursday out in the stadium with it blaring because I just want our guys to focus on the game because there'll be a lot of good distractions. We need to focus on W&J. They're the best team in our league, one of the best programs in the country, and I think they've got one of the best programs that Division III has seen in recent years.
2-1 Thomas More will look to remain unbeaten and tied for the PAC lead with a victory on Saturday as the Saints travel to face 1-2 Bethany for BC's homecoming contest at 2 p.m. The Bison have won the last 2 meetings between the two programs, including a 35-14 win in 2007. According to Bethany head coach Tim Weaver, having 2 weeks to prepare for the Saints after a bye last weekend should benefit his squad greatly on Saturday.
You know, it should be, and it's something that, you know, whenever you have your open date, you take the first half of it and you really try to focus on yourself. And that's what we did last Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Thursday we started to sneak Thomas More in there a little bit. I think what it does more for you, though, is it lets you get your players' legs back, you know, about the third, close to halfway through the season. You know, you can get them some rest. You can shorten up your practices during that open date. And hopefully we're just going to be fresh and be able to come out and play very, very hard.
Despite being in every game this season, Teal is still looking for its first win of the 2008 campaign. The 0-4 Tomcats will look to get on track Saturday at 1:30 p.m. when they traveled to New Wilmington to face 2-2 Westminster. Teal had won 3 straight games in the series with the Titans prior to last season when Westminster recorded a 20-16 victory. Titan head coach Jeff Hand previews the matchup with the Tomcats.
This Teal team is a very good team. They've played some very stiff competition in their 4 games, and I know that this is going to be a great game for us. It's a great challenge for both squad. You know, a very evenly matched team coming into the game, and I think the team that plays more of their game is going to be victorious on Saturday.
Finally, 2 teams coming off league losses will battle in Latrobe as 2-2 Grove City faces 1-3 St. Vincent at 1:30 p.m. Like Geneva and Bethany, St. Vincent will be celebrating homecoming as the Bearcats continue to look for their first conference victory since reinstating varsity football last season. Grove City recorded a school record 37 first downs in a 44-0 shutout of the Bearcats a year ago. Waynesburg has the weekend off. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football scores, news, and statistics, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.